Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:14 on Steve Perry Day, formerly known as Hump Day. We're talking to Steve Perry, formerly of Journey, formerly of his solo career, and gone for 22 years.
Yeah, really more appropriately, formerly of retirement.
Right.
I mean, honestly, the guy'd quit.
He had. He 100% quit. He said, I'm just not doing it anymore. I don't want to. I don't like to. I'm going to go ahead and go on base. So how much is he worth? Can you look it up?
I looked it up yesterday. I forgot.
I don't expect to get a word in because I know we only have a short moment, and I want you to talk to your hero.
I'm going to talk to him, Vinny, but I don't want you to not.
I'll be right here. I promise. But one of the questions I have is, when you think about a person who's tapped out of music and the dude made it, like he could have been making music the whole time. Anyone would have let him, hired him, used him.
Sure.
What is he, when he looks back at Journey at its peak, like Journey, touring the world, hits on the, what does he think about? I wouldn't want to lead him with, did you love it? Was it fun? Was it group? You know,
right.
Like maybe he looks at that and thinks it was stressful. It wasn't fun. I was lonely.
You know what though? He was those things. I mean, and I think those are, even in some of the songs that they've written, you know, like Loving a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be.
Mm.
Like the whole Faithfully thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at an interview this morning where he was, and it was early on as they were touring and stuff, and he was saying basically that he would be, they'd be out on the road so long, never sleep in their bed, never have their pillow, never be at their home, never have to drive anywhere. He's like, I'd get home and I like have to relearn how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd be on the highway, like all stressed out, like, oh my God, I haven't driven myself anywhere in so long.
Well,
then just wakes up in your own bed going, what hotel am
I in? Where like, am I?
Oh, that's where the bathroom is.
Right.
I just peed in the closet. Ah,
that was not good. I'm going to have to let my housekeeper
know
about that.
So I get that, what you're saying and what he's saying there, but the overwhelming feeling for most artists would be standing in front of a sold-out stadium and singing my songs and having people sing them back to me at full volume of 60,000 people, there is no high like that.
Right.
And I will sleep anywhere under the car. Forget sleeping in a car. I'll sleep under the damn thing for that feeling again.
You know, and it's funny because you're not wrong, and there are so many. Like, look at bands that are still. The Rolling Stones could have retired 25 more. They could have retired a lifetime ago and still had plenty of money and been living the high life and not have to sleep in strange beds and not have to go from city to city. But there, I mean, I'm sure that's.
Look at Bono, just did that. Our boss works with all these big bands, and he just did this event for Entercom, our station's company.
Mm-hmm.
owner. I don't know. And they did this thing in that, but Bono still wants to be on the radio and still wants to be relevant and is still doing promotional events for the songs he writes because there's probably nothing like it.
Right.
That feeling that he gets when he's in a stadium and everyone's singing back at him, name the song, whichever one.
Right.
Mysterious Ways, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Well, I said this before, but on a smaller level, just exactly what you're saying. I said it's like us coming into work. I mean, there's nothing like coming into this building and getting on air and doing, being around the Alice suite and the whole building. It's a high that you're not going to get anywhere else. So yes, you want more of it. I do want to keep coming here every day for as long as I can.
Right. 20 more years.
Yeah.
I want to be 100. I think it'll be funny. We'll be the oldest. We were one of the youngest.
You think it'll be funny. Everybody else will be like, I can't listen to that. My God.
All our listeners will be 100 too.
She keeps talking about oatmeal.
Jello shots.
I love oatmeal.
And your Jello?
Yeah, Jello. I'll do Jello shots with like some kind of fiber in them or something.
Right, some Ensure.
Well, I've got to try to stay regular. Oh, yeah, I'll do Ensure Pops. Be like talking about my recipes for, you know.
Your endorsements, you guys, are going to change dramatically.
We're going to start doing Depends. I'll do it. I don't care. If I'm using them and I like them, I'll do the thing. If I don't like them, if there's some other brand I like, I'm going to have to, I don't want to do Depends ads. I want to do the Regulators or whatever. It Depends, the only adult diaper. I don't really
know.
It's Kirkland Signature, I'm sure.
By the way, going back to Steve real quick, he's worth $45 million.
The guy's done.
He did not need to do this.
Right.
Well, good for him. And you know what?
He probably put a lot of his money to get this kick started, right?
You know, probably some. However, I would think that I have no idea if he has a tie to a particular record company. And frankly, I didn't look to see who's putting his record out.
I know. There is a record company. I don't know if I should say it. I'm not going to say it, but there is a record company.
I'm sure any record company is like, oh my God, Steve Perry wants to do a record. Yes. The answer is yes, a thousand times yes.
I don't know that he did have to put his money up. I don't doubt that he could have written his ticket.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, will he the next time? That depends on how this goes.
Right.
But the first time
after
back.
After 20-something years, Steve Perry says, oh, hey, I was thinking about doing a record. Like, people fall all over themselves frothing. Yeah, I'm sure it's a sweet little deal. Maybe he just wants to get back out on the road and, you know.
Well, it doesn't sound like that's the part he likes. But that's my curiosity is, what would be his overwhelming...
What's the reason? What's the motivation?
Like, feeling about those days? Because I see that there was a thing... Is it Pat that we did photo shoots with a long time ago?
Monahan?
No. There's this photographer.
It was Pat, yeah.
Who's a longtime Bay Area fixture in the rock world. And we did a thing at one of his studios here in town.
If you've ever looked at our website, it's the photos of us with guitars.
Yeah.
And he was great. He knew just what to try to get
He's
out
awesome.
Of us.
Yeah.
And you walk in and it's like the place is covered with every photograph he's ever taken of all these major stars.
I just remember I had to take off my shirt to give it to you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the big giant pictures on his wall is of Neil Sean with the fro and the big chop sideburns, and it's Journey at their peak.
Mm-hmm.
And it just that they were huge.
Yeah.
Steve Perry was at the top of it. So.
Yeah, there is no question that is,
they're one
of the most influential bands in my life.
Yeah.
I love Journey. All about Steve Perry and his beautiful singing. Oh.
Well, he's got a new song and a new album, and we'll talk to him at 8.
Right. Boy, look at the time. Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's see if we can get to 2 stories.
Really? 2? All right.
Let's try to shut up.
I wanted to mention this yesterday. I have to admit, I'm actually a little bit jealous. You know how they do a Celebrity Big Brother edition?
Mm-hmm.
Or they did one, and Julie Chen was saying that they're going to do another one. It was a big success. I don't like that it's shortened because I don't think it's enough time for them to really go crazy. You got to be 2 months in before people really start to lose their... So for years, though, Britain's been doing a Celebrity Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they're often stealing our potential Big Brother contestants, I got to say. So looks like this round, it doesn't say... Let's see. Oh, August 16th. Stormy Daniels and Kirstie Alley are going to be the 2 Americans on the cast.
Hmm.
Which I can pick. That just sounds absolutely great. We get Omarosa.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember who else was in it. The chick from Hairspray.
Nikki, yeah, she won, right?
I think so.
There was
Shannon,
Kareem
Elizabeth.
Abdul-Jabbar, was he in it?
No, but there was a basketball player in it. Do you remember the guy?
Was it Dennis Rodman?
Yes.
The one who was crying, he wants to get home.
Meta
World Peace.
Right. Ron Artest is his actual name.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah, that's who we get. But these guys get Stormy Daniels and Kirstie Alley.
Cashing in. Good for her. Her and that lawyer hers are... Do you hear that lawyer of hers wants to run for president?
No.
He's insane.
Of course he is, but it's just...
Is that show he's supposed to be putting together with him and Scaramucci moving forward at all?
I don't know about that.
Tell us.
I've only heard... I heard the initial reports of it. I didn't hear anything past that. But yeah, he's... those are people who are striking while the iron is hot.
Yes.
Run for president. Although, you know, Jesus, with Trump in office, who couldn't be president? Go ahead, everyone. Give it your best shot. Why the hell not?
I'll tell you who. That guy.
Right. The other story I'm going to get to, because I am going to get to two here, is Demi Lovato. We're getting some info about the day that she overdosed. The drug dealer who came to her house, I don't even know why he wasn't in prison. They had picked him up, like, I don't know, a couple months ago, with like a loaded semi-automatic, $10,000 in cash, all kinds of just drugs all over him. And he's just, you know, available. Oh, sorry, Demi Lovato called me. I got to go to her house. Oh, okay, off you go. They didn't even charge him yet. Anyway, her near-death OD began at 4 a.m. July 24th. The new story that we're hearing now is because we heard that she was at a birthday party for a friend, and my assumption was that the party continued.
For her backup dancer, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what it looks like is that the party went till whenever it went till. She went home and alone, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, she calls this drug dealer. He claims that they have a physical relationship as well. He's been making some noise about that. I have no idea if that's true or not. He's a drug dealer. Who knows? He comes to her house at 4 in the morning, and apparently he's the only one there. Let's see. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ she'd been at a party in West Hollywood. After the drug dealer got the text, he came to her house. The two freebased oxycodone on tinfoil. The problem is it looks like this guy bought a lot of drugs from Mexico, and the batch in question appeared to be laced with fentanyl, which is the same drug that killed Prince. The dealer...
So they were smoking fentanyl.
Yes, apparently. Okay. Well, That's what TMZ is reporting. I really don't know.
Well,
what
that's
went
not
down
something. I mean, who would even think to make that up? I've never even heard you smoke that stuff.
According to TMZ, the dealer fled her home when she passed out. She was in bed breathing very heavily, and he was like, I'm getting out of here. She'd been using this dealer since April, apparently. And it wasn't until the next morning at 11:30 in the morning that somebody who works for her came to her house and found her and administered Narcan, like couldn't rouse her apparently, and got her into the hospital. And, you know, who knows if they'd been much later, it's possible she would have died. Right. She was hospitalized for 2 weeks, then went to an out-of-state rehab facility. Last Friday, she and her mother flew to Chicago for a couple days. There's some renowned addiction specialist there that she went to go speak with and see. I'm not sure if she's back in the rehab. Because this would have been, you know, 5 or 6 days ago. But she did go to Chicago over the weekend specifically for this renowned addiction specialist.
What did, forgive me, I can't think of his name, but he played the Joker. What did that guy die of?
Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
You know, I don't...
Was it a combination?
Sounds right. I can't remember exactly
what. It was pills, right?
I think so. It wasn't all that long ago either.
It's weird that they're
cardiac
smoking.
2008. Cardiac arrest.
But it was drug induced, right?
Well, yeah.
I think it was.
Anyway, I always thought the whole point of pills was it was easy. You just swallow them. Like, why are they smoking it? I don't. That's,
yeah, I
why
don't know.
They accidental overdose of prescription medication.
Yeah. Maybe there's something about it gets to you faster or something, or it was like more of a party if they.
Oh, if you put a...
Right, if you just take a pill and lay down, it's not the same.
Part of drugs is the ritual, for sure. Mm. Rolling the doobie, lighting it, passing it, whatever.
Heath took a combination of painkillers, anti-anxiety drugs, and sleeping pills.
Wow.
Yeah, well, look, there's a tragedy every minute, and luckily hers... I mean, it was awful what happened, but luckily she didn't die, so...
Inside of Heath's body was oxycodone... Hydrocode, diazepam, yeah. Alprazolam, doxylamine.
Jesus Christ.
Temazepam.
Temazepam.
Yep. Temazepam. I don't know any of these things. So never.
Well, that's good that you don't. Let's all continue to not know what the hell those things are. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including a contact lens incident.
Oh, my God, really?
Yes.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. I'm ready for you, Hooman.
Hey, everyone. This morning, we put up a really important poll on the
Alice
973 Instagram story. And we ask a simple question. If you were listening at 5:30, you'll understand this. If you didn't, you won't understand it. But
you can go back and listen to that podcast.
Which is a worse nickname, Krusty or Musty? So we'd like everyone to vote right now. 735 people have viewed the story. 114 said Musty is a worse name. 157 said Krusty is a worse name.
Krusty's worse, huh?
I'm hoping that Sarah, Vinny, Uzette will also vote.
Just such a hard choice. They're both awful nicknames.
I know. I
don't want either
Musty,
one of them.
But then someone said, a texter said, well, you can hide Krusty, but you can't hide Musty.
Oh, yeah. Musty's getting out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you wear lead-lined underwear or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just assuming that's
the musty
part.
That's what I was asking you before. So where's the musty part? And you were giving me a bunch of lip. I thought it has to be in your underwear, right?
I don't know where else. Well, maybe under your armpits or your breath is musty. I don't know. Just mildewy, damp, unused. Yeah, lead-lined underwear. That's the way to go. If you're trying to hide musty, I guess. Well, thank you, Hooman. Thank you for putting up that poll. Again, that's the radio.
important work.
Yes. Really good picture of Vinny in that one as well, everyone. Yeah. Take a look at Vinny. He's mid-sentence. It's incredible.
Alice973 Instagram story.
Yes.
I'm sure you went out of your way to make me look good, buddy. Thank you so much.
Ding, ding.
The Radio Alice Report.
All the filters.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Steve Perry Day.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve Perry Day.
He's coming up at 8 o'clock. Listen to Sarah talk to one of her childhood idols.
Listen to both of us.
I'm going to talk to, but I'm going to also just let you enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
It's a big moment for you.
Oh,
I'm very excited.
I almost melted into the floor when I heard we were getting him.
Yeah. So it's very exciting.
And it was so out of the blue a couple days ago, just out of the blue. All of a sudden, Steve Perry is on everybody's lips.
Yep.
And yesterday, it reached fever pitch. Everywhere yesterday. So excited.
Anyway, from today's front page, what am I looking at here? This might be the Merc, but the Italian bridge collapse is still a big news story. As it's a 51-year-old highway bridge. It connects Italy and France, apparently, and 26 people were killed. 15 others have been injured as this bridge fell.
Vinny, I just heard on the news right now, it's up to 39.
Deaths?
Mm-hmm.
They say this thing dropped and sent dozens of vehicles tumbling into a heap down below of concrete and twisted steel right over a bunch of warehouses, too. So, and it was midday, according to the reports we have here. It's a big disaster, and they still don't know why. Like, when I first reported it, they said it was weather-related, and then a texter wrote and said, you idiots, it was a lightning strike.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Please don't call us idiots. We don't know.
Oh, I didn't think of that about that part. But I was like, a lightning strike takes down a bridge, and that's a valid, reasonable.
In the right way, I suppose it could happen.
Well, anyway, they're saying that wasn't it.
Well, look, it's cement, like, and a rebar. I'm sure. Look, it's never fun when lightning strikes a bridge, but lightning is going to strike those things. They're up high. They're, you know, there's metal components. Of course, they have to be built to withstand that. So is this just a case of deferred maintenance? It's, I mean, 51 years, okay. It's an older, like the Golden Gate Bridge is 75 years old. Should we just expect that to fall down any second? Please God, don't let that happen.
Well, no, but I think there have to be reviews and engineers who check structural integrity everything, not just bridges, but everything.
Right.
That could possibly, you know, what do you put on certain things? 100 years? What do you put on your house? 200 years?
I don't know.
You know, I mean.
I mean, if you maintain it and keep it, you know, continually re-roof. And I mean, that's what it is. It's all about maintenance. Like, to me, the bridge doesn't fall down if it's maintained. Any kind of deficiencies are corrected.
Well, so here's where, not to get into a big conversation about government, but that's one of those realities where a government who might say, you know where we really need to spend some money, guys, is we need to send some engineers out to check the bridge. And everyone
infrastructure.
Goes, boo, what are you kidding? We've got to feed the homeless and rescue puppies. And
right.
It's not very...
It's not sexy.
It's not sexy at all to be like, here's some things we got to do. Our plumbing down below the city is aging.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to even know we're down there, but it's going to, and it's going to cost us millions, but we got to do it. Boo, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
you want to stay elected, don't you?
No one says anything until something breaks.
Right. So, a 42-year-old woman in the UK got nailed in the eye.
Did she? Hot.
Playing badminton as a teenager and lost one of her contact lenses.
Oh, it just flew right out of her eye.
I guess. I mean, you know, get nailed in the eye.
Sure.
Going to be some trouble.
Right. You might just cry that thing out.
Now she knows, after 28 years, where that contact lens went.
Uh-oh. Does she? Where did it go?
She recently went into the doctor after her eyelid swelled up and started drooping, and they found a small cyst. And when they removed the cyst, they found the contact lens she'd lost 28 years ago.
It got like jammed into her eye?
Around
Holy
the back, yeah.
Cow.
And they say this was one of those old school hard lenses that people don't even wear anymore. Like... It's crazy that she was able to just...
So it probably sliced up and just lodged in. Holy cow.
Her mom was the only one that even remembered it ever being lost. Like, the ladies all, I don't remember getting hit by a badminton and getting nailed in the eye.
Wow. And her mom's like, no, that happened.
Yeah.
I remember. Everything that happens to your kid is totally more traumatic for you.
Is that right?
Don't you think?
I haven't had any major things go down.
My kid has a big scar on his lip, and I remember so much about that day so vividly.
Horror. What happened?
He fell, and he split his freaking whole bottom of his face open, and he's got a huge scar.
Like stitches?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
Not that many, but they had to get a plastic surgeon in because his lip was torn from like a half inch in down to his chin. Like it was hanging open and teeth were visible. And it was horrible. And so they stitched him up and good for them. They ask some questions when you bring in an injured child.
Oh,
like
in case of abuse.
How did this happen exactly? They ask the kid how it happened.
They're asking you and your husband.
You and your husband are answering questions separately and it's, you know, at the moment, you're miffed. Like, can we focus on getting the kid fixed? But it's good. It's good that they do that.
God loves Santa Cruz.
Oh, what does Santa Cruz get now?
A church in California, Santa Cruz, California to be exact, now provides beer and wine during Sunday services. It's a new concept from the Greater Purpose Community Church.
What do you think about that, Hooman?
Go on.
Nobody can say no.
I'm not supporting that.
You don't support
that?
Greater Purpose Community
Here's
Church.
To you, Lord.
They've
and
held
Savior.
Services in Santa Cruz for 5 years, but recently relocated their establishment to a food lounge space that has plenty of beers on tap.
Wow.
The Greater Purpose Community Church pastor, Chris Van Hall, says, "We decided to sell the building because for us, a church is a community and a movement. It's not brick and mortar."
Hmm.
Now parishioners gather on Sunday not only to pray and listen, but to have a beer, too.
Oh.
There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't drink a beer in a responsible manner when celebrating the Lord.
Amen.
Raise your glass to the Lord, everyone.
People can not only listen to a progressive take on theology, but also engage in conversation and have a drink and a bite. You don't like that?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Why? What about when the priest drinks their Jesus juice?
Yeah. What about that?
Well,
why are they the only ones who get to drink
Jesus blood? Communion, you're just having a small sip, first of all.
Do you do that?
That's the heart. Yeah, that's the heart of the service right there. You know, you're
well, in the
remembering.
Catholics don't get a sip.
All we get is that dry cracker.
Oh, you don't get a sip? You don't get
no.
a cup?
They let you take a sip.
They don't let
no.
the
you. When was the
for?
Last time you were in a Catholic church?
13 years old.
I was
old.
In there last Sunday.
And you
they
take
actually,
a sip?
No, I don't. Well,
oh, no,
I'm going to drink wine. Right. What are you, nuts? They actually have a little glass yeah. off to the side where after you take the body of Christ.
Amen.
And you walk. You weirdos. After you walk to yeah. the side, there's a responsible adult with a golden chalice to offer a little sip.
Would you drink out of the same cup as everyone else?
Everyone's yeah, drinking out
wipe.
Of the same cup.
They well, wipe it each time.
Oh, yeah. do they everyone, wipe it? Yeah,
there's
wipe
a, it, wipes
there's
the
a very so handy judgy. Napkin, a mm-hmm. very mm-hmm. quick little.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody does it.
Can't they
but
just take an
there.
Eyedropper and give you a, put a squirt in your mouth? There you go.
Well, the Protestants do it differently anyway. I mean, they do the intincture, which you dip the bread into the wine, and then you can have them together.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It's not awful. It's great. Anyway, the beer, I'm not into.
Beer
listen,
is,
you,
beer's no good.
You can't sit in a church service for an hour and a half without drinking and eating.
Yeah, no, we
please.
Can't. Serve me some breakfast and give me a beer and I'll listen
drunk.
To what you have to say.
I'm with Hooman. Take snacks out of movie theaters, too, for
yeah.
crying out loud. Who wants to
yeah.
hear you with
it's
Rudy
the only
with
I'm
his
there.
Icy slurp?
Dude, when you guys were talking about Rudy yesterday, that guy waits for the quietest moment and then sucks the hell out of that icy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I lean over and I'm like, do you always have to wait for the quietest time?
And what does he say?
And he says, oh, I forget. And,
he
you
forgets.
Know, during the loud,
he does it on purpose.
The loud moments. And I'm like, I thought you were trying to lose 20 pounds. Like, take it easy, bro.
Of course
you're right. Oh, my God.
Hey. Have you heard that people, was it on this show we were talking what? About this? This reminds me because
have
I.
Have you heard on this show?
Well, I hear,
not.
I hear a lot of stuff but, on this show. It's crazy. That movie,
out.
A Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved
yeah.
it.
That people are, because listen, when I'm eating popcorn in the movie, I only eat when there's a lot of noise going on the screen because it's loud. It's even loud in my ears, you know, just, mm-hmm. and I'm sure everyone around me can hear me chomping it. And they say, hey, people can't eat during that movie. Like, yeah. it's actually
yeah.
good.
Because
there's
eat. No sound.
You don't need
it.
To eat.
I do need to. It's
you
sitting in my lap.
Lunch.
I'm
no,
waiting for
now
something
now you're watching
to happen
your movie,
so I can eat my
and then
popcorn.
You'll go get dinner.
No.
How many meals a day do you got to have?
The only reason I'm there is the kettle corn. Come on. Come on.
Our text number is 800-400-36.
Oh, boy.
I forget the rest. It's Steve Perry Day, everyone. Don't forget.
Yay! Formerly known as Hump Day.
Right.
Today, Steve Perry Day. 8 o'clock.
650. Perry break. Don't Stop Believing has a very special connection for him. So this is a big day for us. Happy Steve Day, guys.
Oh. Hey. Nice.
I don't know.
Right, yeah. Sounds like they like it.
Well, it has a.
Whatever. It's a Sopranos tie-in, isn't it?
Well, whenever it's I hear a song this, that plays for the Giants all the time.
Whenever I hear the song. Even if I heard it at a Giants game, I would go, oh, man, that last scene of The Sopranos.
No, it's the Giants tie-in is the
Don't
tie-in.
Don't stop believing. Hold on. Love.
408 says, I love you guys. I started listening to you guys when I was 16, and I'm 39 now. And my
damn.
Two kids, ages 8 and 4, listen to you now.
That's a good parent.
Listening to you two on the way to school is part of our morning routine.
That's, thank you so much for raising the next generation. We would like to be here till we're 100.
510 says, my dad used to sing the Beach Boys to us while my sister and I were getting a bath. To this day, they're in my top five favorite bands. Kids remember those moments.
Mm.
Yeah, the Beach Boys. My kid's been brought up on the Beach Boys, the Go-Go's, Michael Franti, Bob Marley. Like, there's a few staples.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to make a few other things staple, but she won't. She's not in on the Clash. She's yeah. not in on Hendrix. She just refuses. I tried to feed her the Stones last night. Wasn't having it. But I put on the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And we were like, she was in the bath for an hour.
You know, whether she winds up loving all the music that you love, the point is you're making music a huge part of her life.
It
and
is.
That's the
for
important
sure.
thing.
Whether, absolutely.
Whether it's Imagine Dragons or the Rolling Stones, it's all good.
Agreed.
Music is huge.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.